Okay, welcome. Parshat Bo. Meshech Chachma discusses the mitzvah of the first Korban Pesach. And he asked the question why it is that they had to separate the sheep 4 days in advance. What was that about? And there's answers abound. We know it was about the Amunah and watching the Egyptians watching their gods being taken for slaughter. And it was a test of the faith of Am Yisrael. So Meshech Chachma has his own answer for that question. He says that part of Am Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim was to become a nation. Hashkacha ratzta lasotam goy mitzuyan benimosav. And what kind of nation? A nation with impeccable manners. A nation with impeccable habits and self-control. In order to become an orderly nation, a light unto the nations, in order to be who Am Yisrael had to become, they had to have incredible discipline. And how is that exemplified? Because what happened in Mitzrayim at the time of this of them taking the sheep was that the leaders of Mitzrayim, like the more influential people in Mitzrayim, especially among those who were Bechorim, they wanted Am Yisrael out. And there was already like civil war going on now in Mitzrayim between them and Paro. Vilchamuba Adnav Sham and Chal Paro. They were fighting with Paro. So who could fault Am Yisrael if Am Yisrael took advantage of the two, if you're hostages and the two guards guarding you are fighting with each other, would anyone fault you for taking advantage of that opportunity to run away? So Am Yisrael could have run away to then, and rightfully so. Who would have faulted them for taking advantage of that opportunity to stop being slaves after all those years of slavery? But nonetheless, what did Am Yisrael do? Am Yisrael waited. We're not going until we do our Korban Pesach. We're not going until these 4 days are up. Specifically, we're not going until we hear from Moshe and Aaron that it's time to go. Kol zman shelo yishmu mipi Moshe v'Aaron lalechet be'eskeim paro, lo yazuzu mimkomam. They will not leave their spot until the time to go. Zechinu chazak latzor beruham keirazot v'yiruyim lanagan nimusin v'shara. If they are able to exhibit self-control under those trying circumstances, that will train them to be the nation that Hashem wants them to be in the future. That's the Meshech Chachma's first point. But he makes a second point. He says, this whole 4 days of the Korban Pesach, what happened at the end of those 4 days? What happened on the night when they're supposed to eat their Korban Pesach? They're not allowed to leave their homes. And they needed their neighbors. And there were 600,000 adult males, plus there were women and children. And given that most of them were slaves, okay, maybe Shevet Levi wasn't, what nechasim did they have at that time? This is before they borrowed all their jewelry and money from Mitzrayim. So the people who had money were clearly the minority here. The people who owned their own sheep weren't the majority of Klal Yisrael. And yet all of Klal Yisrael needed sheep for the Korban Pesach. So the Pasuk says, Kechulachem, B'yichulam, Yishtel Ve'Ravod. It also uses the Lashon Mishchu. So the Mechilta says Mishchu. What does it mean? Pull the sheep, meaning go to your flock of sheep and take one. Who is that referring to? Mishieshlo, if you have a sheep. But if you don't have a sheep, Ukhu, Mishieshlo, if you don't have, go buy. How are you going to buy? Hainu shashirim, hayu nonim lahem damim, v'heim hayu lochenson. The rich people made sure to cover all the people so that everybody in Klal Yisrael had sheep, had access to a sheep for the Korban Pesach for that night. Now, that's very nice of the rich people to take everybody, and that was an incredible act of achlus. But at the same time, that's an even greater act of emunah because Am Yisrael is all expecting to move. He said, people who are moving, Zman Shadam Oker Mishkano, Halo Kol Pruta Yakar Etzlo. Every penny is important when you're moving. When you're going to a new home, new country, you don't have anything. You're starting a new life. Every penny is precious. Nonetheless, those people who had did the tremendous tzedakah of making sure that those who didn't have would be able to eat their basar tzli on that Pesach night. So that, says the Meshech Chachma, is two messages of Emunah that we get from the Korban Pesach. One, that they stayed to do this Korban Pesach, to take it 4 days, separate which the sheep 4 days in advance. Even though they wanted to run away, they were going to sit around and wait those 4 days, number one. Number two, even though after all these years of slavery, when they weren't earning a penny, so whatever money they happened to have was from, you know, their side gigs or whatever else, or from the few who weren't enslaved, those people were willing to make sure that everybody had what they needed for the Seder night. That was also an incredible sign of Emunah. In other words, they're saying, Hashem, I'll provide for them. You're going to provide for us in the future. I am not being concerned that I won't have for when, wherever you take us out of Mitzrayim. I'm going to spend that now. So, Meshech Chachma's answer to the question of why the 4 days? The 4 days were to make them have the habits, manners that were going to be necessary to become Hashem's nation. And we can learn incredible lessons from this. We can learn the first lesson about discipline, about not doing thing until the right time, trying to withhold our actions that would seem natural and appropriate, but really aren't, and think about them and do what's correct. That's one. And number two, about caring for the others, caring for those who don't have. When we have something, we have to make sure to take care of those who don't. That's the lesson the Meshech Chachma sees from this Korban Pesach. And it's not just, we have the lesson of the Korban Pesach, but the taking the Korban Pesach 4 days early gave us these midos, these values, these skills, our avos, masay avos, even the manim, that these skills are the ones that we now need today as well.